From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. While a government shutdown has been averted, another major consequential vote is on the horizon, whether or not to raise the federal debt ceiling. And with a divided Congress, the outcome of that vote is up in the air. While freshman Utah Senator Mike Lee has only been in Congress for a matter of months, the Republican is making his voice heard, especially on budgetary matters. I asked him whether there are any circumstances that would lead him to support raising the debt ceiling, or if he's an absolute no.
It's basically an absolute no. I mean, look, the holy grail here is a balanced budget amendment. And if there were some kind of a deal out there that they pass a balanced budget amendment, then, you know, perhaps that would be something worth considering. Right now, that deal isn't on the table, and unless or until it is, I'm a no.
Now, Senator, if the debt ceiling is not raised, your predecessor, Bob Bennett, has said this will lead the U.S. to default on its debt, which would have some pretty catastrophic consequences, I think. Is this a concern at all?
Well, I'm co-sponsoring legislation with Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. which says that in the event the debt ceiling is not increased, that the revenue as it comes in the door will be prioritized first toward meeting our debt servicing obligations.
Mm-hmm.
And currently our incoming revenue stream is far more than enough to meet our current obligations. And so, no, it would not result in a default.
Senator, do you think the situation we're in now with regards to the debt is a failure in leadership from both parties?
Absolutely. I mean, look, it has developed over the course of decades. Mm-hmm. And during some of the time that our debt was mounting, Republicans were in control of Congress, and at other times, Democrats were in control. This is a bipartisan problem. There's no question about it.
Senator, you recently put out a blog post saying that President Obama's speech on deficit reduction Wednesday will be more politics than policy. Shouldn't you wait to see what the president has to say?
Well, certainly, and that's why it was made as a predictive statement, saying I suspect that it will be. Suspect that it easily could be, as manifested by the fact that it was it bears all the hallmarks of that. It was announced not by the president, but by his former campaign manager and so forth. So I hope he proves me wrong, and I look forward to listening to his words on that tomorrow.
One area, Senator Lee, where the president and the Pentagon have shown a willingness to cut is defense spending. Do you think that Republicans, or do you think yourself, will be able to agree to defense spending cuts, some of which have even been proposed directly by the Pentagon, or not?
Well, yeah, as I've said in the past, it has been customary in many instances for Republicans to say absolutely not, you know, under no circumstances will I even consider any defense spending cuts.
Uh-huh.
And then you've had others, perhaps many Democrats, who have said under no circumstances will I consider any adjustments to any entitlement program.
Mm.
And I think people on both sides of the aisle are now having to repudiate statements like that and are acknowledging that everything has to be on the table, including defense.
What do you think is the way forward at this point when it comes to entitlement spending, for example, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid? Do you think we will see reform as soon as the 2012 budget?
There could be some in there. You know, it was the Ryan budget proposal starts to address that. I think there is a decent chance that some of that could be addressed as soon as the 2012 budget. I think it probably needs to be. I don't harbor any delusions that it will be fixed by then. This is going to be a process that will take some time. But yes, I do expect to see serious discussion and some movement as soon as the 2012 budget cycle.
Do you think it could be a potentially major reform like that proposed in Representative Ryan's plan, or do you think it's going to be incremental and over the course of, say, years or even decades?
Well, I don't know. There are those who would say Representative Ryan's proposal is major and sweeping, and others that would say it's incremental.
Hmm.
And so part of it is how you define those terms. But again, I think we're going to see something this year, but I think whatever it is will be something that evolves over the course of several years, because I think it's going to take us a while to address it completely.
Speaking about Representative Ryan's proposal specifically, his plan puts forward a system where it relies on the private insurance market, which kind of raises the question for me, do you think Americans trust insurance companies more than they trust the federal government?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. I mean, on the one hand, people aren't always that confident in their health insurance company's ability to handle things. On the other hand, they're not necessarily more confident about government's ability to handle it. You don't want to make going to the doctor an experience that is analogous to going to the DMV, and a lot of people have that fear as well.
Shifting topics here, Senator Lee, you recently called for congressional oversight hearings into Google, the internet search giant, which I'd like to ask you about because I thought it seemed a little odd for someone who's an advocate of private enterprise and reducing the scope of the federal government to potentially take action that could hamper a very successful company that's, of course, created a lot of jobs. What are your primary concerns when it comes to Google?
Well, look, anytime you've got one entity that can control searches that take place on the internet, and at the same time that it's controlling a very substantial portion of all searches carried out on the internet, is also controlling a very substantial portion of the internet advertising and the internet commerce that is taking place on the internet. You've got some potential for anti-competitive behavior. I didn't reach any conclusions in that letter. It was simply a letter and a call for some discussions, and I'm sure that those discussions will be ongoing. But antitrust law in the United States is designed first, foremost, and last to address anti-competitive behavior to make sure that we have an open, robust market.
And finally, Senator Lee, you have been very critical of the current military intervention in Libya. Why do you think having the title of Commander-in-Chief is not enough for President Obama to take this action?
Well, look, there is obvious tension between, on the one hand, the president's powers under Article 2 of the Constitution as the Commander-in-Chief, on the one hand, and on the other hand, the Article 1, Section 8 power that Congress has to declare war. There are a lot of points along that spectrum where one could debate, one could reasonably argue one way or the other as to whether or not the United States is involved in a war simply where the president orders some kind of discrete military action. But I think it becomes difficult to call a military activity something other than a war the minute you've got people who are shooting at and killing and destroying the military resources of a foreign nation on that foreign nation's soil. I don't know how you call that anything other than an act of war.
If the president were to approach Congress, have you thought about whether you would grant your approval, or do you think that you can't?
Well, first of all, I wish he would. Secondly, if he did, I'd listen carefully. And how I would respond to it would depend on what kind of case he made. Thus far, I have yet to hear him articulate any military American national security interests that we have in Libya, and that's what I would be looking for. Maybe he's got something that I'm just not hearing. But again, that's what I would be paying attention for.
We have been speaking with Utah Senator Mike Lee. Senator, we appreciate your time very much, and you taking some time to answer our questions today.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be with you.